Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You go to your local app store. If you have a Google phone, you go to Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. You look for the Odyssey app. It's got a big A, orange logo with a white A. You download it. You look for WILK News Radio. You do a search. You favorite us, and that's it. You got us. Listen to us anywhere with that digital quality. You can also get us through your smart speakers. You just ask those little suckers to play WILK News Radio. And I say those little suckers because every time I say their name, I set them off all around Northeast Pennsylvania, and people get angry at me and accuse me of trying to order stuff. I don't order anything on your smart speakers. I try not to even order stuff on my smart speakers. They ask me all the time, you're up for a reorder of this. Would you like to? No. I'll add it myself and click, purchase when I want to do it, not when some little computer tells me to do it. How's everybody doing today? Yes, a dreary day. I get it, but not too bad. It wasn't really a washout, and it's going to be a little improvement each day, but, this is spring in Northeast Pennsylvania. We shall deal with it, but it's about 310, 62 degrees on this Wednesday, May 14th, 2025. Wednesday, the week is half over. That's always good, right? Looking on a downslope. And for me, next week's going to be a big week. We're going to be out next week. Jake will be here holding down the fort, making sure you at least have something to listen to, but we're working on something there. So, it's my daughter's commissioning and graduation. It's a combined from the United States Naval Academy. She will be commissioned as a Marine Corps second lieutenant. I believe 230 of the class of 1,000 are being commissioned Marine Corps. The others are being commissioned as ensigns in the United States Navy. And I believe there's 20 foreign exchange students from militaries from around the world that come and go to school here, and then they go back and serve in their military. It's quite an event. It's actually a whole week of pomp and circumstance and different events, and we're looking forward to it. This will be my second time around, so it's nice having a little bit of experience behind us because it's like, all right, we don't have to go to that. Yes, we definitely need to do this. I love when the Blue Angels show up because they let Annapolis know that you got to figure a good portion of the Blue Angels are Naval Academy grads, so they always like to come home to their alma mater, and they like to let the city know that they're in town. And the town of Annapolis, the area, shuts down because there is basically 2 days of free air show. So they close off the Savarin River Bridge that's right there because the planes fly dangerously close to the top of it, And they'll come in. They'll do a couple of loops around just to let everybody know they're there. They'll go refuel and then set up for their practice for the day, weather permitting. And then they'll have their practice on Tuesday, which is a full walkthrough of their or fly-through of their show. And then they'll come back the next day and do the actual show. Again, weather permitting, I believe Thursday is the rain date, just in case they can't do one or the other. It'll be pushed back. And then Friday, they do their flyover at the beginning of the graduation after everybody walks in and move on to their next show for their event season. This is their show season, so busy summer ahead for them. But, you know, we have a luncheon at the superintendent's house for each company. Each company is about 30 midshipmen. And I believe there's 34 companies now. They just increased, so there might be even more. There was 32, and I think now there's 34 or 35 companies, maybe even 36. They just changed that this year to have less people in each company. I believe they condensed it a little bit because of COVID, but it really doesn't make sense because you would think less people in the companies would be better, right? But that's going to be next week. So hopefully the weather in Annapolis is good. It's either, you know, kind of a chilly and rainy or really hot and in the sun in the stadium. They do have their graduation to Navy Marine Corps Stadium, which is always a good time. But just so you're aware, next week, you know, there'll be a little change here as far as the daily activity as the show goes. That being said, there is a lot to talk about today. I did catch the Scranton City Council meeting yesterday. I was not able to pull audio on it. They did talk about the potholes and the plan to deal with the potholes and the cuts from the utility companies and making sure that utility companies keep up on them. If you live in Scranton, if you are a Scranton City resident, if you own property in Scranton, if you're a taxpayer in Scranton, you have the opportunity in front of you to change the dynamic of your city, to change at least the way business as usual has been done. You have three slots open for the Scranton City Council, and you have the mayoral election that's happening. And listen, I don't live in Scranton, so I'm not really going to get into the weeds on who you should vote for, who you shouldn't vote for, but make sure you put checks and balances in there for you. Right now, you have three yes votes for anything the mayor wants on city council, where they're supposed to be a watchdog. They're supposed to be, you know, that check and balance for the administration, for the city, for you, the taxpayer. And that really hasn't been there. And sometimes they get ornery and they get angry because they've been misled by the administration. But then it seems to, when they finally think they're going to get their teeth out to hold them accountable, they back off and get those water buckets out and carry the water for the administration. So you at least have your checks and balances. If you want to keep the status quo as far as your mayor goes, that's your choice. At least put some sort of checks and balance as far as the city council goes, and vice versa. If you want something different as far as the mayor goes, make sure you also have checks and balances on your city council. Just advice for good government. That's just the way it's supposed to be, right? At least questioning things that happen and not take late answers or no answers or wrong answers or whatever else. So you have that going on. And listen, if you are running for school board anywhere in our listening area, I applaud you. That is usually the first step of getting in, getting involved, and you are desperately needed. Our young children, our school-age children, are our next generation. They are our first line of defense for our future. They are what we should all be working for to give the best and brightest opportunities. So if you are running, and I don't care what you are, Democrat, Republican, what school district you're running for, what your platform is, if you are taking that step in there for the first time and running for school district, if you have been a school board member and you're willing to give your time again, then I applaud you. Thank you for doing it. Not a lot of people do. Only a small percentage get involved for that. A lot of people use that as a stepping stone. There's like a career path in the city of Scranton as far as politics goes, where, you know, you have to serve on the school board and then you go to the city council. And maybe from city council, you go to the county government or city government. You know, it seems to be this known career path.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
We don't need that. We need people, a government for the people, by the people, of the people, for the people, and by the people. And that's what it's supposed to be about. So I thank you, because it is often overlooked. And, you know, small municipalities, I don't care how small your township is. I don't care how small your borough is. I don't care if you do not have a police force, even though you should. I'll put that out there right now. You know, I don't care what your staffing is like for your borough. As far as that township is concerned, as far as that borough is concerned, it's their big government. So be the best big government you can for them. Be the best for the taxpayers in answering and being transparent for them. Because it is another service to the community. So I applaud you for that as well. It appears that yesterday it came out, there were leaks that kind of let the cat out of the bag as far as what Penn State campuses were closing. And the administration, the president came out and said, this is not the way we wanted our community to find out. But we're sorry that someone decided to put this information out there. But it is true. We are losing Du Bois, Fayette, Mont Alto, New Kingsleton, Shenango, Wilkes-Barre, and York campuses. For our area, it's a few hundred individuals. Now, it's interesting because there's a lengthy article in the Times Tribune that I highly recommend you read, which is coming from actually, it's a reprint from Spotlight PA from State College. So even better. Spotlight PA does some phenomenal work, and the Times Tribune looks like they repurposed it. With credit to Spotlight PA, not that they did anything wrong, but that's where the article's coming from. For our area, you know, it talks about, not just for our area, colleges in general, when you read through this article, they kind of put out there, and anyone who has college-age students, especially in one of these satellite campuses, especially in the state university system here in Pennsylvania, which would be your Bloomsburg, Shippensburg, Clarion, which is now Penn West, and you know, Westchester, there's a whole, I think there's 11 or 12 of them all together, even though they condense some of them. The room and board at these campuses are almost as much as the tuition. It's an extraordinary high amount for what it's provided, which is why a lot of people look for off-campus housing and, you know, forget about a meal plan and do their own thing. That's what we did with my daughter after her freshman year when she was no longer required. That's exactly what we did. We got off-campus housing, and we provided her a stipend each week that went directly into her account where she could, you know, get her groceries. She had a kitchen and was able to do her own cooking, and it worked out a lot better than paying for the meal plan and the room and board as far as the college goes. And now, it appears here that the Penn State is focusing less on commuter students and want to focus on in-campus housing and students and such like that. Why? Because I just told you, there's a lot of money to be made there. That's my opinion. Why would they care one way or another if you are a commuter student or you are a on-campus housing student, unless it was to make more money off of it? And if that's the bottom line for this, then, you know, Penn State, you're doing all this for the wrong reasons. And I understand you were taking a loss in some of these campuses. When you go to places closer to us here in our area, listen, if you were a Wilkes-Barre Penn State student, they are keeping the Scranton campus open. Is it that much of an inconvenience for you to travel, you know, an extra 20 minutes to get to the Penn State campus to continue your education? Because I highly recommend if it has your major, if it's a continuity of your education, then I highly recommend you do that. I don't think it's a big inconvenience for you. You were probably traveling, you know, 15, 20 minutes to get to the Wilkes-Barre campus. Is it that much more? Even if it's 40 minutes altogether. I don't think you are that inconvenienced. So in a lot of these campuses, there are other opportunities there. I would also like to see the Penn State community as far as these satellite campuses that are closing, or even their satellite campuses in general, to have more of an arrangement with our PASHI colleges, universities across Pennsylvania, our state university system, because I think that would be a great asset. I think that continuity operations to where they could maybe take classes at these schools as well would benefit Pennsylvania as a whole, would benefit the taxpayers of Pennsylvania, because that's what this is about. Penn State is a quasi-private, state-funded university system, but then Pennsylvania has its state university systems, which, like I said, is your Bloomsburg, your Westchester, your Shippensburg. There's a whole upon the Mansfield, right to the west of us. You know, you had Clarion and Edinburgh, and a whole bunch of others. Those are truly the Penn State funded universities, the Pennsylvania University state system. So I would like to see if Penn State wants state help, if they want the taxpayers of Pennsylvania to be a stakeholder, then let's talk about some sort of coordination between those two universities, especially since this is what their plan is, to close these seven satellite campuses. But I think for our area, you know, is it an inconvenience? Yes. But I think if you're a Wilkes-Barre, Penn State, Wilkes-Barre student, you know, is it too much for you to have your classes in Scranton, Penn State? I wouldn't think so, but, you know, I'm not the one that's going to class. So if you are in that situation, if you have a child that's in that situation, love to hear from you on the text line or call in 570-883-0098. Does it really affect you to that extent? Now, I understand if Penn State, Scranton does not have the major or the classes, but maybe there'll be a combination of such. You know, there are also, what they said, 500 professors that are going to be affected by this and a few thousand students. I believe Wilkes-Barre Penn State had 300 and something students total. So when you look at the total impact of this, I think it was 3,000 or 4,000 students total across the entire state. But when you read the statements from Penn State, both their administration and the trustees, it appears they're focusing more on less commuter students. Again, because you're not making money off the meal plan, you're not making money off housing, not making money off someone being in the campus 24/7 for during the school year. Should that really be the focus? You know, it kind of turned me off when I looked at it, because having three children who have been through college, having one that went through the Pennsylvania state system, I know how much that room, board, and meal plan and everything piles up on top of tuition. And to be quite honest, they were very close. And it was much cheaper not to live on campus. So if students choose to do that by going to a campus that is not non-commuter campuses or focus on that, does it benefit Penn State at all anyway? Just things to think about. It's 324 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.